I hear you. It seems like nobody's on and then I'll cast in, but you could start recording.
Recording in progress.
Here we go. Okay, welcome everyone. It is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 14th. This is several meetings of the Kensington Fire Protection District Board of Directors. We have an adjourned meeting originally from September 9th. That reconvened on September 30th. And we are now finishing that one up tonight. And then we have the regular October meeting of the Board of Directors. So I will call the meeting to order by calling roll. I am here, Julie Stein, Kevin Padian. Muted.
You're muted, Kevin.
Here.
Don Domer.
Here.
Janice Kosel.
Yes.
And Larry Nagel.
Here.
All right. So we'll move to oral communications. There's a tiny little glitch in the agenda, and I think we can just handle it by handling the spirit of what we're supposed to do, because right after oral communications, we will go to a closed session. So oral communications can consist of both items that are not on the open session agenda, as well as any oral communications on the closed session items, which are, if I flip my page here, we'll be discussing in closed session public employment appointment, Government Code 54957, titled General Manager, and conference with labor negotiators for general manager with our assistant district counsel, Rachel Hundley. So first I'll go to the board members for any oral communications, either on items not on the agenda or on the closed session items. And as usual, I'll just go, unless anyone objects, in alphabetical order, starting Don. Any comment?
No.
Janice.
Yes, three comments. I would like to congratulate the Community Services District on getting the transparency certificate from the California Special Districts Association. And I would like to note that we had both the transparency certificate and District of Distinction status for years. We lost them both when Don did not complete his educational requirement.
I'd like you to stop shaming Don. This is like the eighth time you've done it. Can you please desist? It's not according to the code of conduct that you tried to force through the board. It's really bad behavior. Please stop.
Well, it's also on our agenda as part of the general manager's report, so it's not appropriate to do it at this time, in addition to public shaming multiple times your fellow board members.
Okay, then I will ask again with respect to educational requirements. I asked last October which directors had completed the FEMA training requirement, because FEMA requires all directors to complete their training in order to reimburse the community in the event of a disaster. And when I asked last October, I was told that Larry and Kevin and I had completed the training. So I'm asking tonight if Julie and Don have completed the training in the intervening year.
No, I got partway through, so I'd have to go back and start again.
Yeah, and also, this is just a comment. It's not a question and answer session. And I would have a response to that, but I'm going to stick with the fact that this is a comment portion of our agenda. So any other comments, Janice?
Yes, I have a third comment. If I'm surprised it's not on our agenda, but I noted that Chris Hilliard has posted on Nextdoor that once again, the CERT people are going to be selling water drums and fire extinguishers, and people who are interested in buying those at cost can sign on to Chris Hilliard's post on Nextdoor. I think the orders close October 29th, so there are about 2 weeks to complete the order.
Thanks for that comment. All right, let's see. Staying in alphabetical order, let's move to Larry.
Yes, I'd like to send out kudos to Mary Morris Mayorga and Chief Pagoni. The sign is up in front of the firehouse, the fire hazard sign. I couldn't have come at a better time, and it looks great. So thank you, too. I'm sure there's others that were involved, but I know you two were the kind of pulling the heavy weight on it. And thank you very much.
All right. Kevin.
I think I'll pass. Thank you.
All right. Let me say, I hadn't planned anything, but I would say that with great fanfare, we passed an anti-harassment policy either last meeting or very recently that also applies to how directors treat directors. And public shaming and harassing other directors is covered in that policy. So I just wish that all directors would really be mindful of that. In addition, it's also embedded in our code of conduct. All right, so now we move to the public, just again to remind you either on items that are not on our agenda or on items, the two closed session items. First of all, folks have probably noticed that we've got a public comment email address that's a new thing since COVID-19. And so when we do receive something, we either wait and read it with the associated agenda item, or if the item's not on the agenda, then we read it during this period. So I have one comment that I will read before we then go to the actual live attendees. So this comment came in today at 4:11 p.m. from Evita Doro. Dear Board, some time ago, the district purchased a drone for the fire department. I would appreciate it if the public can be informed where the drone is located and whether it is being used for fire spotting during these red flag days. Thank you. Evita Doro, sent from my iPad. So what we've been kind of doing is when questions are asked, we group those and save it for the appropriate staff member to respond. So I will bookmark this question and perhaps Chief Pagoni could address it at the appropriate time. So now let's look at members of the public. We have 7, as far as I can tell, with one hand raised. Yes. Danielle Madugo.
Danielle?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, I have a question, and this one's for Chief Pagoni. I was fielding a question from a resident as in my duty as CERT Area 3 coordinator for Kensington, and she was asking me what the protocol should be for her if there was an evacuation. Evacuation due to fire. Specifically, should she lock her house before she leaves? I had suggested to her maybe locking her house and putting up a note saying we have evacuated in the case somebody comes knocking on her door, but I didn't really know the answer, and I told her that I would contact the right person, and I figured that was you. So that was my question for you.
So in the interest of time, since that sounds like it could be a long, is it a short answer, Michael, or a long answer? Because if it's a long answer, perhaps you could email back or cover it during your fire chief's report.
I'll cover it during the fire chief's report.
And could you pick up on the drone question during your fire chief's report too?
Definitely.
Oh, I've written them both down. All right, so we have 7 folks on the line right now, but I don't see any other hands raised. So we are going to adjourn to closed session. We put specific times on our agenda tonight because when we return from closed session, our first item is our public hearing. And we do have members from the fire department who will be joining us and actually presenting. So we wanted to give them a firm time. So we aim to come back at 8 p.m. to resume this meeting with the public hearing. And board members, you should have received a link for the closed session, the Zoom meeting. So what we should all do, correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, is we should leave this webinar.
Yes.
And click the link in our email for the Zoom closed session.
Yes, and I just resent it a few moments ago, so it should be the most recent one everyone has received.
All right, so everybody sign off, and we'll be back at 8 p.m.